最完美的婚姻。
This morning we'd like to study the topic, the most perfect marriage.
就是第一个婚姻。
Which is the very first marriage.
也就是亚当跟夏娃的婚姻。
Which is the union of Adam and Eve.
婚姻是我们人生非常重要的一部分。
Marriage is a very important part of our life.
想想看，如果我们三十岁结婚。
Imagine if we were to get married at age 30.
那现在美国一般平均的岁数快要达到八十岁。
And most of the lifespan in America averages about 80 years old.
所以婚姻可能会维持五十年。
So your marriage quite possibly can last 50 years.
那如果婚姻很完美，婚姻是一种享受。
If our marriage is a perfect one, then it will be very enjoyable.
所以有人说婚姻有三种。
Some people categorize marriage into three types.
一种就是享受婚�in.
One is where you can enjoy yourself.
就是他对自己的婚姻，包括家庭，非常的圆满，非常的满意。
Which means that someone is very content with their marriage and their family.
他希望如果能够再做一次决定，更早结婚更好。
And if they were to remake this decision again, they would rather be married sooner.
那这种的婚姻也就是在地如天了。
And this type of marriage is like heaven on earth.
这个是最完美的。
Because it's the most perfect.
那第二种婚姻就是接受婚姻啊，它就是反正大家结婚，我也就结婚吧。
A second type of marriage is one where you just accept it, since everyone gets married, so I therefore also get married.
没有什么特别好跟不好。
There's no especially nothing special about my marriage.
反正就是人生一个必经的过程。
It's just a step that we have to go through.
就好像三餐要吃东西一样。
And just like we need to have three meals a day.
所以我们需要结婚了。
And therefore we need to get married.
那第三种的婚姻呢？
Third type of marriage
就是忍受婚姻。
It's one where you tolerate it.
有时候夫妻好像水火不容。
Sometimes husband and wives fight like cats and dogs.
但是又不离婚了。
But they still don't divorce.
因为有时候觉得为了孩子要在一起。
Because they remain together for the sake of their children.
有的是为着面子要在一起。
And some people maintain their marriage in order to save their face.
那现在经济困难，有的是为着生活，所以要在一起。
And nowadays, because the economic hardship, so people need to stay together.
其实他们只有婚姻的名，并没有婚姻的实。
They may be married in name, but not married in substance.
那如果我们看一般婚姻辅导的书
，If we look to most of the marriage counseling books,
大部分可以分作两种。
Most of them can be categorized into two.
一种是以神为本。
One is which is God-centered.
另外是以人为本。
The other one is human-centered.
那这个以人为本的婚姻辅导很注重就是交通 communication.
The human-centered marriage counseling books focuses on communication.
因为他们觉得婚姻有问题，大部分都是沟通不良。
They feel that whenever there's a marriage problem, it stems from the lack of communication.
确实，沟通不良会造成很大的问题。
It's true that when we have a failure to communicate, it will result in a lot of problems.
有的夫妻没有办法沟通，一开始讲话就断线了。
Some couples really cannot communicate. The moment they start speaking to each other, they immediately cut each other off.
这个是婚姻的不止黄灯，可能是红灯了。
And so their marriage has lit up not just a yellow light, but a red light.
所以沟通这可能会解决婚姻的问题。
Therefore, communication might be able to improve a marriage.
纽约时报曾经看过一篇文章。
New York Times once published this article.
这是一个很有名婚姻的辅导专家他写的。
It was written by a very famous marriage counselor.
他说一个良好的辅导，经过辅导他们沟通之后，大概果效可以三到五年。
He said a good marriage counselor, after going through a counseling session, the marriage will last 3 to 5 years.
但是如果再发生问题，就没有药医了。
However, if the problem were to reoccur, there would be no recourse.
因为如果再发生问题，就不是沟通的问题。
Because whenever the new problem occurs, it's not something communication can resolve.
所以这个专家他也承认。
Therefore, even this expert admitted.
以人为中心的辅导是有限的。
That human-centered counseling is limited.
因为人本身是有限。
The reason is because humans are limited.
那有一些在婚姻当中存在的困难， 不是人能够解决的。
But there are some inherent problems within a marriage that is not resolvable by human means.
所以我们看现在离婚越来越多。
And we can see that the divorce rate has been skyrocketing.
那虽然离婚率降低，这不是说没有离婚，现在不必要结婚了，是同居，所以没有离婚。
But even if the divorce rate doesn't go up, it doesn't mean that people are not getting divorced. It's just that people don't get married.
那这个以神为本的辅导有什么不同？
What is so different about God-centered counseling?
以神为辅导的中心就是我们相信有一个神。
God-centered counseling focuses on that we believe there is a God.
他是无所不能。
He is almighty.
他是无所不在。
And he is all present.
每个地方他都可以帮助我们。
And he is able to help us in all, every aspect of our life.
每一个困难他都可以帮助我们。
He is able to resolve all issues.
无所不知。
And he is all knowing.
没有一个困难是没有答案。
There is not one problem where God doesn't have an answer.
而且这一个神就是我们的父。
And this very God is our Father.
他很愿意帮助我。
He is so willing to help us.
问题是我们愿意不愿意接受他的帮助。
The question is whether we are willing to accept his help.
这个是以神为中心的辅导一个最基本的前提。
This is the very basic concept of a God-centered counseling.
承认人的有限。
We admit to human limitedness.
承认神的全能。
And we admit to God's infinite power.
以及他对人的爱。
And his love to humankind.
所以当一个人婚姻有问题是到一个程度没有办法解决的时候，只有一条路可以走，回来找神。
And therefore, when humans have reached the end of the ropes, there is only one alternative, come back to God.
但是有时候我们可以把这个痛苦的经历缩短，甚至不需要经过这个痛苦的经历。
But often we can shorten this very difficult journey, even go without it entirely.
就是我们刚开始要考虑结婚的时候，我们就能够回到圣经里面那最完美的婚姻。
Which is starting from the get-go, when we are getting married, we have to return to the very beginning of the Bible marriage.
就是亚当跟夏娃的婚姻。
The most perfect marriage in Adam and Eve.
就是他们的婚姻为什么会很圆满？
Why is it that their marriage was so perfect?
所谓圆满代表是什么意思？
What does perfect mean?
那圣经里面创世纪给我们一个很重要的一个答案。
Book of Genesis gives us a very important answer.
我们现在婚姻有三个困难。
There are three typical problems in marriage
today. 第一个困难，
First,
个性问题。
One, out of character.
第二个困难，
Second,
观念问题。
A matter of concept.
第三个困难，
Third,
人性的有，人本身的有限性。
Human limitations.
这个三个困难也为什么代表今天的婚姻介绍很难？
These three problems also point to the fact why being a marriage counselor is so difficult nowadays.
我就是个性，我不改。我有没有找到一个人能够跟我个性相同的？
Some people will say, I refuse to change my character. Where can I find someone to be compatible with me?
我的观念不改，我有没有找到一个人跟我相同的观念？
I refuse to change my concept. Where can I find someone who will complement with my concept?
那这样就很难了。
And that makes it very difficult.
一个人不愿意改变。
When a person refuses to change,
不愿意向上进步，
is unwilling to improve,
而想要建设一个美满的婚姻，这是不可能。
And instead want to build a perfect marriage, that is impossible.
因为我们人的个性有缺点，
and due to our human characters often are flawed.
我们的观念常常有偏差，
and our mindset is also strayed.
再加上我们人的有限。
And plus our human limitations.
这个三个加在一起，差不多注定我们的婚姻都会有问题。
When you combine all three factors together, you can predict that every marriage will bound to have a problem.
但是有问题不是不可以不能解决的。
Just because there is a problem doesn't mean they are not resolvable.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为有神。
Because there is God.
有神就有希望。
When there is God, there is hope.
在神无所不能。
For God is all capable.
所以如果一个人信耶稣信到最后婚姻发生问题或者离婚，这个不是婚姻问题，这是灵性问题。
So when a person believes in Christ but ended up in divorce, this is not a matter of marriage but rather because of their faith.
因为他跟神的关系不好。
Because their relationship with God is faulty.
所以就没有办法他解决婚姻这个三个难题。
As a result, they are not able to resolve the marriage problems.
啊，不能解决，到最后就散掉了。
Since they're irreconcilable, therefore end up in divorce.
但是如果我们能够解决，我们的婚姻就会很圆满。
But if we are able to overcome these problems, then we will attain perfect marriage.
好，那我们现在从这个圣经来了解这个最完美的婚姻，来看这三个问题。
So we will study from the most perfect marriage from the Bible to look at these three factors.
第一个，个性问题。
First, characters.
我们先来看以弗所书第四章。
Turn to Ephesians 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians 4.
二十四节。
Verse 24. And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
二十三节。
23. To be made new in the attitude of your minds.
这里说心智改换一心，就是我们那个心啊要变化。
This means that we have to change our mindset.
那心智变化就叫做穿上新人。
Once we change our mindset, we have put on a new self.
所以这是一个动词，这是一个进行式，这是一个行动，我们要去做。
This is a verb showing action, showing that we need to take steps toward it.
就是先要改变自己。
Which is we need to change ourselves first.
那这个新人是什么？
What does it mean, a new self?
照的神的形象照的。
Created to be like God.
那照神的形象照是谁？就是亚当跟夏娃。
Who is created after God's image? Adam and Eve.
所以我们从圣经的了解，亚当夏娃就是有神的形象的人。
So from the Bible, we know that Adam and Eve were created after the image of God.
也就是有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
Inferring that they have true righteousness and holiness.
所以亚当跟夏娃的个性是完全的。
So we can see the character or temperament of Adam and Eve are perfect.
因为他们是照着神的形象造的。
For they were created after the image of God.
但是现在这个个性发生问题，亚当犯罪以后个性发生问题。
Nonetheless, after they had sinned, we can see there's a problem with the character.
我们看罗马书第七章。
Turn to Romans 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans 7.
罗马书第七章的十四节。
Romans 7, verse 14. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin.
那十八节开始比较短。
Verse 18. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. 19. For what I do is not good. What I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
这个十八节说，肉体中没有良善，英文叫 sinful nature.
18 says that there's nothing good in my sinful nature.
所以说我们带有肉体的人就有一个罪性在里面。
Because we are with flesh, therefore we have sinful nature.
所以到底人性本恶还是人性本善？
So can we say that our human nature is good or evil?
从圣经看起来应该是两个都有。
From the biblical perspective, it should be half and half.
因为我们有良心。
Because we have a conscience.
良心就是神的本性。
The conscience reflects God's nature.
所以良心告诉我们什么是对，什么是不对。
And conscience is a guideline to tell us what is right or wrong.
所以不认识神的人哦，有时候你也可以跟他讲道理，因为他有良心。
And therefore, even people who do not believe in God, you can talk some sense to them because they have the innate conscience.
孔子不认识神，他也可以把人道讲到非常高。
Even though Confucius was not a believer of Christ, but he is able to expound on the human nature very nicely.
这个就是良心的一个发挥。
This is really an expansion of the human conscience.
但是除了良心之外，
However, besides conscience,
人有罪性。
There is the sinful nature.
但这个罪性相当的强，顽固。
The sinful nature is very willful and very strong.
是人性的一部分。
It is part of our human makeup.
所以十九节，
Verse 19,
我所愿意的善我不做。我不说不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
I do not do the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing.
为什么夫妻会吵架
？Why do couples get into fighting?
有的时候是嘴在吵架，有的时候是动手在打。
Sometimes it's verbally. Sometimes I get physical.
大家都知道这是不好，这是恶。
Everyone knows that's not good. It's evil.
但是我倒去做。
But I continue to do it.
为什么罪在我里面？一个权势在控制我。
Why? It's because sin is ruling reigning within me and it's in control.
我们知道爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
We know that love is forever bearing and is being kind.
对对方的缺点我能忍耐，但是我能对他好，去感化他。
When other people have shortcomings, we can tolerate it and we also treat good with evil.
啊，但是这个善
treat evil with good.
这个善我反不做。
However, this goodness I cannot do it.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为罪性在我里面控制我。
Because this sinful nature is in control.
不是我们不知道好跟不好，对跟错。
It's not that we cannot differentiate what is good and bad or right and wrong.
是我们做不出来。
But rather we cannot carry it out.
那这个怎么办？这个就没有希望了。
So what do we do? We're hopeless.
所以个性不合，这个很难解决。
What happens when there is incompatible characters?
所以你如果问离婚的人，大部分都讲个性不合。
So people who end up in divorce often say that we just can't get along.
这个变成一个很文明的讲法。
And it becomes a very civilized term.
好像哦，个性不合，反正要尊重每个人嘛。
Since we have different temperaments, so we have to respect each other's.
其实个性不合，讲到最后那个根呢，就是罪性在控制。
But the root of incompatible character is because the evil is there.
所以这个是有希望可以改变的。
There is hope in altering this.
我们想想看。
Let's think about this.
如果每一个人都像主耶稣，
if every one of us is like Christ,
这个婚姻会有问题吗？
How can a marriage be in problem?
应该没有问题。
There should be no problem.
主耶稣就是神性的充满。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is the reflection of divine character.
所以他带有人，他带有身体。
And though he was like a man because he carried the flesh,
但是他带有神性的时候，
but he also carries the divine character.
这个带有身体的罪性就可以被解除。
And he is able, the divinity is able to overcome the fleshly desires.
哦，所以依靠神啊来追求完美的婚姻是绝对可能的。
Therefore, relying upon God to resolve marriage problems is definitely possible.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
这里说主耶稣将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Lord Jesus has given us his very great and precious promises.
这里讲又宝贵又极大的应许，不是讲地上的东西。
This great and precious promises do not refer to earthly things.
我们常常在数算神的恩典呢，大部分都在算地上的。
We often count our blessings, but they are earthly blessings.
不错，这个是神的恩典。
And it's true, they are graces from God.
但是最宝贵的不是看得见摸得到这些恩典。
But the most precious is not something that we can see or touch.
这里说又宝贵又极大的应许是什么？
And what is this great and precious promises?
它分谈到两部分。
And it mentions two aspects.
第一个可以脱离从情欲来的败坏。
First, we can escape the corruption in the world.
就是神给我们力量，有办法去脱离情欲。
It means God gives us the strength to overcome the corruption of the flesh.
当圣灵充满在我们里面，
when the Holy Spirit fills within us,
那个力量就把情欲解除了。
That power,
情欲的力量就解除了。
That power is able to dissolve the evil desires.
但是如果我们没有被圣灵充满，
However, if we are not filled by the Holy Spirit,
那个情欲又跑出来，
then that evil desire reemerges,
又在控制我们，
and it comes out to control us.
所以圣灵一充满了，这个情欲就会被压制，那个败坏就可以减低。
So once the Holy Spirit fills within us, then the evil desires can be suppressed to the lowest.
但这只是消极的。
But this is a passive way.
更重要的，
More importantly,
得与神的性情有份。
That we can participate in the divine nature.
所以人的个性要怎么改变？
So how can we alter our human nature?
需要用神性来改变。
We need to do so through divine nature.
所以主耶稣说，
So Lord Jesus Christ said,
我是真葡萄树。
That I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
我们是枝子，耶稣是真葡萄树。
We are the branches, and Lord Jesus is the true vine.
如果枝子连在葡萄树，就多结果子。
If the branches are attached to the vine, then we will be fruitful.
这个就是我们改变个性的方法。
This is the way that we can change our human nature.
我们要跟主耶稣连结在一起。
We must be connected to Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就会跟主耶稣一样多结果子。
In this way, we'll be like Christ to bear many fruit.
我们赞美诗有一首说，让别人在你身上看到主耶稣。
There is a hymn that says, "Let others see Christ in you."
那你怎么让别人看到主耶稣？
How can we allow other people to see Christ in us?
就是我们一直在改变，我们就让别人在我们身上看到主的个性。
It means that we are constantly striving to transform ourselves so people can witness Christ's nature within us.
他的公义，他的圣洁。
His righteousness and His holiness.
他的谦卑，他的温柔。
His humility and gentleness.
他的爱跟他的怜悯。
And His love and compassion.
这个是绝对可能的。
All of these are absolutely possible.
这个是圣经给我们的应许。
For these are the promises of the Bible.
对，我们都是很实在的。
And we are, these are all very practical.
所以，如果一个人需要想要享受他的家庭生活，享受他的婚姻。
If a person wishes to enjoy his family or his marriage.
那个最重要不是从电视里面去抄了，什么婚姻最好。
The most important tip is not to copy from the TV programs.
是回到圣经的。
But rather return to the Bible.
在基督里面。
To remain in Christ.
我们可以跟神的性情有份。
We can participate in the divine nature.
那渐渐我们会变化更新。
And slowly we'll be transformed anew.
这是何等的美。
How wonderful that would be.
一个人会一直改变。
When a person can continue to transform.
结婚越久，你越发现，哎，对方有很多的优点。
The longer you're married, the more you discover the merits of your other spouse.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，结婚以前哦，因为爱啊，冲昏了头，就眼睛半闭半开啊。
Some people say that when people get married, it's because they were blinded by love.
哦，那结婚以后眼睛一睁开了，哎，怎么这么多缺点
？But once they're married, they came to and discover, wow, there's a lot of drawbacks.
哇，那这个婚姻就很大的考验了。
And the marriage start to go through a big challenge.
但是如果我们真的有在追求灵性改变
，But if we are truly striving for a spiritual transformation,
结婚以前半闭半开没有关系。
It's okay, even if you are half blinded by love before marriage.
结婚了要睁大眼睛来看也没有关系。哦，我今天才看到他这么多优点。
And after you get married and you're fully clear-eyed, then you can see, wow, this person has so many merits.
明年又发现我先生有很多的优点，说上去年我没有发现。
And next year you discover, now he or she has even more merits that I didn't discover last year.
后年又发现我太太很多的优点。
And the year afterward, oh, she has so many advantages.
这样，这个就是我们有在成长。
So this will reflect we are improving and growing.
个性有在改变。
And we are transforming our nature.
那我们就会对对方所吸引。
Then we'll be attracted by each other.
就像我们被主耶稣所吸引一样。
Just as if we have been attracted by Lord Jesus Christ.
而所以，如果我们的婚姻只是靠外表的吸引，这个是耐不久的。
If a marriage attraction is merely based on superficial appearance, then it's not going to last.
先问诸位，你家里面那个日历啊，有哪一个人愿意挂60岁的电影明星的照片？
Let me ask you, your calendar is at home. Anybody willing to put an actress who's 60 years old?
我没有看过，去家庭访问这么多，没有看过。
I've been visiting many families. I've never seen elderly folks being put on the calendar.
都是放年轻的。
They always put handsome.Attractive ones.
明年过了要换新的。
And next year you put on a new calendar.
你这一个脸，你是看一年还不够吗
？Because you've seen that face for a whole year.
要看新的。
And so you're tired of it. You want new ones.
所以如果我们只靠外表要吸引我们的配偶
，So if we merely rely upon our appearance in order to attract our other half,
你会觉得越来越悲哀啊。
You'll find your life to be rather tragic.
而且皱纹越来越多。
And you'll find more wrinkles.
头发越来越白。
Have more white hairs.
有的到60岁头快掉光了，你怎么去吸引配偶
？Some are pretty much bald-headed by age 60, so how can you attract your spouse?
哦，但是如果我们里面有改变
，However, if we have an inner transformation,
除非我们从来没有被主耶稣吸引过
，Unless we have never been attracted to Lord Jesus.
当我们看到我们的配偶有主耶稣的样式
，Whenever we see our spouse with the image of Christ,
你会被他感动
，You will be transformed. You'll be moved by that person.
你会被他吸引。
You'll be attracted.
哦，世界上最好的人就是我的配偶。
Because the best person in the world is my spouse.
因为他像主耶稣一样。
Because he or she is just like Christ.
哦，所以怎么来享受婚姻
？So how can we enjoy our marriage?
真的不是靠外面的东西来改进。
It's not something that we can improve by external means.
是我们里面的个性要改变、要更新、要变化。
But rather we have to have transformation from within and to improve.
这是第一个。
This is the first step.
第一个婚姻是在神的形象中结婚的。
The very first marriage was formed under the image of God.
我们现在在基督里面要把罪性变成神性。
When we are in Christ, we have to change the sinful nature into godly nature.
第二个
Second.
第一个婚姻是在真理中结婚的。
The first marriage was married under the truth.
我们常常发现、啊、另外一个这个夫妻结婚很困难的就是观念不一样。
We often discover marriage have problems stem from different concepts.
有时候我们真的很难想象，如果一个人真的很注重信仰，怎么有办法跟一个没有信的人活在一起？
So oftentimes we discover it to be hard to imagine when a person who believes in God can live together with someone who doesn't believe in God.
就是跟他结婚一辈子。
And meaning that they are married for life.
为什么
？Why?
因为这个信跟不信，基本上观念，他的价值观差很多。
Because the concept between a believer and a non-believer is completely very far apart.
那这个差很多，你没有办法沟通啊。
Since they were very far apart, it's difficult to communicate.
那到底？信跟不信差多少
？So how far apart are the believer and non-believers？
我们看哥林多后书
，Second Corinthians。
哥林多后书
，Second Corinthians。
第四、第五章
，Chapter Five。
第七节
，Verse Seven。
哥林多后书第五章的第七节
，Chapter Five, Verse Seven。We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident.
这里说我们行事为人。啊、是凭信心不凭眼见
Live by faith, not by sight.
什么叫做凭眼见
What does it mean by sight?、
哦、就是用眼睛看、啊、就是这个世界
It means that we use our physical eyes to see this whole world.
我们的价值观就是世界的价值观
Our value system is a reflection of this world.
这个叫做凭眼见
This is by sight.、哦、
那我们在这个社会活久了
And the longer we live in this society,
每个社会有它不同的文化。
Each society has its own unique culture.
所以到最后，我们的价值观就是跟这个文化大概一样。
So finally, our value system it will be not too far apart from the society we live in.
世界上人认为什么叫做成功，那个就是我的成功。
Whatever the world considers to be successful is my idea of success.
啊，世界上人认为什么是有价值，那个就是我的价值。
Whatever the world considers to be of value, that will become my value.
这个叫做凭眼见啊。
This is by sight.
啊，那什么叫做凭信心
？And what does it mean to live by faith?
啊，信心就是对看不见的事情，我们有盼望。
Faith is to have hope in something that our eyes cannot see.
那个叫做活泼的盼望。
That is a living hope.
啊，带有生命的。
It is filled with life.
哦，这个叫做信心。
This is what faith defines.
那看不见的是什么
？What does it mean not being able to see?
第一个，神。
First, God is invisible.
第二个
，Second,
我们的灵魂。
Our soul.
第三个
，Third,
天国的永生。
The everlasting life in heavenly kingdom.
第四个
，Fourth,
天上的富足。
The wealth in heaven.
第五个
，Fifth,
子女的信仰。
The belief about our children.
这个都是眼睛看不见的。
These are all invisible to our eyes.
当我们的信心加强之后
But whenever our faith is strengthened,
我们才发现这个才是真正重要的。
We will realize that these are the most important things.
这个地上只是客旅啊。
Because on this world, we are just travelers.
你有很多感谢神。
And there are things, if you have a lot of possessions, we thank God.
但是我有少一点，我也感谢神。
But even if you have possessed less, you still give thanks.
因为这只是客旅。
Because we are mere travelers.
一下就过去了。
Everything will pass by in a blink of an eye.
但是那看不见的是永远的。
But what is unseen is eternal.
那个才是真的重要。
That is the most precious.
哦，所以这个一个人如果婚姻要圆满哦，他的观念要一致。
For a person's marriage to be perfect. Both of them need to be unified in their concept.
那这个观念一致最大的原则就是在圣经的教导下一致。
The greatest principle of being unified in concept is under the principle of Bible.
那这个观念会影响很多很多的决定。
Because this concept will affect many, many decisions.
所以有时候你如果夫妻观念不一样，你发现啊，真的很难啊，也会同床异梦啊。
And so if a couple cannot share the same concept, Even when they're dreaming, they dream about different things.
貌合神离啊，同床异梦。
And they would do things against each other.
为什么？因为他的理想、他的想法不一样。
Because their ideals are totally different.
这个没有办法改变的。世界上，你如果在世界上没有办法改变。
This cannot be altered, because if we rely upon the world.
好，我们现在来看《生命记》。
Let's turn to
《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。第六章第四节
Deuteronomy chapter 6
第四节
verse 4 Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第五节
5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
第六节
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children.
第七节
Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
第四节说，以色列啊，你要听。
Hear, O Israel.
什么是以色列
？What is Israel?
啊，是神拣选的选民。
They are the chosen people of God.
啊，他是君尊的祭司。
They are the holy priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
They are the holy nation.
这个身份非常的尊贵。
It's a very honorable status.
谁是以色列？
Who are Israelites?
今天我们是属灵神的选民。
Today we are the spiritual chosen of God.
这个是最尊贵的身份。
We possess the most honorable status.
那下去说，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
It's on to say that the Lord our God is one.
世界上最宝贵的就是神。
The most precious thing in this world is God.
他就是我们的财产。
For he is our possession.
如果你抓住了神，
If we can hold on to God,
你一生什么都不缺乏。
Then we would lack nothing in this world.
所以最宝贵的是神。
So the most precious is God, the only God.
而且他是独一的。
And he is only one.
那这个价值观一旦确定了，
So once we are firm of this concept,
生活就会改变。
Then our life will improve.
生活怎么改变？
How does it improve?
第一个要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
First is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and might.
所以观念会产生生活的改变。
Therefore, our concept can change, can bring about change in our life.
那接下去
Second,、
要以神的话、来记在心上。
We have to impress God's commandments upon our hearts.
来塑造我们的观念。
To shape our minds.
第七节
Seven.
然后殷勤教训我们的儿女。
And impress them upon our children.、
所以这样看起来、我们在信主耶稣有一个优点。
So we see that there is an advantage to believing Christ.、
就是主带来给我们丰盛的真理。
Because our Lord has brought upon abundant truth into our life.
所以我们的观念呢会真理化。
And our concept will be in alignment to the truth.
所以有时候我们常常发现了夫妻真的很好沟通。
So with this in mind, we find the husband and wife can communicate rather smoothly.
甚至父母跟小孩子也很好沟通。
Even parents communicate nicely with their children.
为什么？
Why?
因为当我们把这个目标提高。
Because when we lift up our goal to a higher ground,
你有你的想法，我有我的想法。
Though you and I may share a different concept,
那我们来想，到底什么叫神的旨意？
And when we each consider what is the will of God,
所以当我们把这个观念一提升之后，你发现根本就不需要争。
And once we elevate it to God, God focused, then we see there's no point in arguing.
因为我们所要追求是明白神的旨意。
Because what we're pursuing for is the will of God.
神要我们怎么来安排我们的家庭生活？
How does God want to arrange our family life?
神要我们怎么来教导我们小孩子？
How does God want us to teach our children?
神要我们怎么来用我们的时间？
How does God want us to utilize our time?
神要怎么运用我们的金钱？
How does God want us to utilize our money?
神要我们怎么来带领我们子女的婚姻？
How does God want us to lead our children in their marriage?
当我们发现我们把神提高之后，根本就没有什么可以争论。
When we discover, once we elevate God to a higher importance, we find there is no room for arguments.
夫妻会争论是因为把神丢掉了，只是丈夫两个在要怎么要妥协。
The reason why couples get into fight is because they have tossed away God, and there is no way to resolve that.
但是当我们请神进到我们里面，
But when we invite God to amongst us,
愿神的旨意行在我的家，
and we allow God's will to be practiced in our home.
愿神的旨意行在我子女的婚姻中。
When we allow God's will to be amongst our children's marriage,
好像在天上。
Then we'll be like in heaven.
没有是可以争的。
There is no room for argument.
因为我们方向是一致的。
For we share the same direction.
所以我们的婚姻要圆满。
For our marriage to be perfect.
不会说同床异梦，道合神离。
And that we will not live as though strangers.
就要在真理上不断地更新自己。
We must continue to transform ourselves in truth.
使我们的观念真理化，生活真理化。
So that our life and our concept will be in alignment to the truth.
你就发现，这个本来就是这样嘛，就很容易同心了。
And then you discover it's very easy to walk together in one heart.
所以何西阿书说，我的民因为无知而灭亡。
But book of Hosea tells us that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
真的，有一些婚姻是因为无知而破裂。
A lot of marriages perish because of the lack of knowledge.
也说圣经有很多跟婚姻有相关的道理。
There are many scriptures relating to marriage.
神所配合的人不可以分开。
Whatever God put together, man should not tear apart.
这个第一个讲，离婚不是一个选择，解决婚姻问题的选择。
So it tells us that divorce is not the answer to problems in marriage.
这一句话也包括夫妻既然结婚，所做的决定要以夫妻在一起为原则。
So once we are united together as a couple, whatever decision we make, we have to make it as a couple.
所以我们发现有一些婚姻到最后发生问题，就是夫妻长久分离。
And we discover a lot of marriage get into problems is because they don't live together.
那有时候子女教育发生问题，就是夫妻长久分离。
At times when the children have problems is because the parents don't live together.
但是当我们的观念开始真理化以后，
But once our concept is in alignment to the truth,
我们发现我们要做一个决定是 不困难的。
We will discover our decisions is not difficult.
既然我们要合乎真理，所以有一些事情一定要牺牲。
And since we have to be in alignment with the truth, there are things we need to sacrifice.
你要合乎真理就要牺牲。
Since we want to walk in the truth.
但是如果我们去追求我们的理想，而我们的决定跟真理不太一样。
However, if we pursue for our ideals and it strays from the truth,
以后我们的家庭就会发生问题。
Then there will be problems in our family.
我们的婚姻就会发生问题。
Our marriage will be in peril.
所以第二个要解决人的观念不同，就是要回到基督来。
So the second thing to resolve our marriage problem is to return to Christ.
第三个。
Third,
我们人是有限的。
Human beings are limited.
比如说我们当父母，我们很爱自己的儿女。
And though as parents we love our children dearly.
但是爱是爱，我们也没有办法解决。
But even though we love them so much, there are problems that's beyond our means.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们也是人。
Because we too are human.
我们自己都有问题不能解决。
We have problems that we can't even resolve ourselves.
所以爱不是万能丹，你有爱一切都没有问题，不是这样的。
So love is not a panacea, an all solution, just because you have love.
那怎么办？
So what do we do?
创世纪里面说神赐福给亚当跟夏娃。
Genesis chapter 1 tells us that God blessed Adam and Eve.
为什么人要接受神的赐福？
Why do people need to receive blessing from God?
因为人有限。
Because human beings are limited.
所以人需要神的恩典。
Therefore we require the grace of God.
那什么是恩典？
What is grace?
就是你做不到的地方，你已经尽量做，你做不到的地方，神白白的帮助你，神白白的赐给你，这个叫做恩典。
Grace is when you have tried with all your might to the best of your ability, and you still cannot resolve the problem, and God helps you. That is what is grace.
但是当人犯罪以后
，But once human beings commit a sin,
恩典就没有了。
There's no longer grace.
接下去就是咒诅。
What follows is curses.
那我们看创世纪里面那个神的咒诅。
And we can see the curses of God in Genesis.
人要汗流满面，他可以得到糊口。
That man has to sweat in order to earn bread.
然后夫妻要有问题。
And there will be problems amongst the husband and wife.
那现在怎么办？
So what do we do now?
要怎么来解决人的有限性？
How can we overcome human limitations?
约翰福音第一章十七节，我们看。
John chapter 1 verse 17.
约翰第一章的十七节。
John 1:17.For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth come from Jesus Christ.
耶稣带来恩典。
So Lord Jesus brings about grace and truth.
所以神赐福给亚当那个恩典，今天又赐福给我们。
That grace which God gave to Adam is once again given to us.
因为我们在真教会里面，就是在伊甸园里面，是活在神的恩典里面。
Because when we are a true church, we are living like in the Garden of Eden.Living under the grace of God.
那这样的生活有什么不同？
So how is this life different from the regular life?
罗马书十四章的十七节。
Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国不在于物质的满足啊。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of material satisfaction.
是公义、平安、喜乐。
But rather of righteousness, peace, and joy.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
不被罪性所辖制。
It means we are not controlled. We're under the bondage of sin.
什么是平安？
What is peace?
没有忧虑，没有害怕。
When there is no worry, no fear.
什么是喜乐？
What is joy?
就是内心完全的满足。
When we have a perfect satisfaction and contentment in our heart.
诸位，我们想想看。
Everyone, let's think about this.
如果我们的婚姻，我们的家庭里面没有罪。
If in our family or marriage there is no sin,
如果我们的家庭没有害怕，没有忧虑，很平安。
And if there is no worry or fear in our family and we are in peace,
如果我们的家庭生活大家都很喜乐，很满足。
If everyone in our family is very joyful and content,
那是什么样的婚姻？
What kind of marriage would that be?
那是什么样的家庭？
What kind of family would that be?
那个叫做在地如天。
That would be heaven on earth.
就是亚当没有犯罪以前的婚姻。
It is the marriage of Adam and Eve before they sinned.
今天在基督里面，一切都变成新的。
And today in Christ, everything is anew.
旧事已过。
The old has passed.
不管我们过去婚姻是什么样，家庭是什么样。
No matter how bad our marriage or family life was in the past.
只要我们不断地进入基督的道里面。
As long as we continually to strive enter into the truth of Christ,
进入基督的灵里面,
to enter into the spirit of Christ,
进入基督的爱里面,
to enter the love of Christ,
一切都变成新的,
then everything will become anew.
唱诗,
新年,
481, 我们现在要一起来祷告。
We're going to pray together.
啊，我们常常感觉到神就是我们生活一切的根本。
We often sense that the Lord is the wellspring of our life.
我们跟神的关系建立好了，很多的问题都没有问题。
Once we have a good relationship with God, a lot of problems will no longer be problems.
有一些问题虽然存在，借着神的帮助就可以超越。
There will be some difficulties, but with the help of God, we are able to overcome.
啊，所以我们跟神的关系是生活最根本一个。我们要追求。
Therefore, to pursue for the relationship between us and God is something that's most basic to our life.
我们现在来祷告，来结束我们今天的聚会。
We are going to pray together and end the morning service.
求主继续带领我们这个婚介人员的讲习会。
We ask the Lord's guidance for the marriage counseling workshop.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.